Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show. It is 10 a.m. on Friday, the 6th of January. We're looking at the major moves and stories in the financial markets, starting off with the most popular in business and finance, where the Bank of England chief economist Andy Haldane has got a bit of egg on face. Brexit criticism is a fair cop. And he even admitted the profession was in some degree of crisis. That's from ITV. Just to underline and to pour salt in the wound, services sector shows the UK is defying expectations of Brexit-driven slowdown, with services sector activity jumping to a 17-month high in December as the British economy continues to exhibit signs of resilience after the alleged uncertainty in the wake of the June vote. And that's from the Belfast Telegraph. Moving along to Nicole Elliott, who is the trader at the Investors Chronicle. Haldane's epiphany to celebrate today's event in the religious calendar. He did not see it coming, calling it his Michael Fish moment. The Bank of England's chief economist, Andy Haldane, has finally admitted that not only had they missed the biggest ever financial crisis in 2008, but they were also wrong about the effects of vote to leave the EU might have. I think it's one of those situations where you do not see or want to see the situations that you don't want to happen. Moving along to the economic calendar, Eurozone retail sales and the trade balance, whereas in the US we've got the change in the non-farm payrolls for December and the unemployment rate to look forward to, with also average hourly earnings as well, and the Baker Hughes US rig count. Fed speak is from Evans and Lacker. Going on to the next slide, we hope, sentiment amongst OANDA clients. We've got gold and silver at the top of the table at perhaps the highest levels of the recent past. Interesting that the clients of OANDA here have called the pound higher from its recent floor near $1.22 and the Aussie dollar from recent lows around 72. Dollar CAD struggling there a bit around the 132 area, but the clients here are long. Also, a point to note there, near the bottom of the table, euro dollar is rising, even though the punters are actually going more bearish of that particular cross. Onto the Tip TV trade of the day, where we're looking at BHP Billiton, a mining giant. Daily chart potential head and shoulders sell on any rise up to £13.40. The objective £12.50 and stops above £13.75 on that technical idea. Looking at the broker forecast, which I picked out, broker forecasts possibly on a par with economic forecasts in some cases. And just to illustrate the point, we have Glencore, which at Jefferies is a buy with a £3.80 target. Current share price £2.90, so that sort of adds up. Old target £3.60, and they've pushed it up to £3.80. But unfortunately, if you're JP Morgan, not so good. They were underweight of the shares, and the price is moving against them, so the 30 pence offside there on a wrong call. Looking at the banks, equal weight at HSBC Holdings for Barclays Capital with a old target at 600 pence and now up to 670. The current share price is around the 661 level, so they've had to squeeze higher on that. And then Royal Bank of Scotland taking a lot of people by surprise with the strength there. Underweight at Barclays Capital, who should know better, one would have thought, given that they're in that sort of business. Old target there, £1.75, and the new target, 200 pence. Currently, the shares around the £2.30 mark, so they're way offside there. And of course, we have the explanation, the fundamental explanation is that the banking sector received a big boost on Donald Trump being elected president and hopes that he would deregulate that sector. But that's the end of the open of the finance show here on Tip TV. Stay tuned for more on the markets.